It was the charter school's turn to rally at the state capitol yesterday in support of Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposal to allow 100 more charter schools in New York. We get more from our capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Thousands of charter school students, along with their parents and teachers, came on hundreds of buses to the Capitol for a rally that was billed by organizers as a school field trip. They heard nearly 2 hours of speeches, watched dance performances, and saw celebrities like Grammy-winning singer Ashanti. Among the speakers, Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul.
We have 109,000 kids trapped in failing schools through no fault of their own. Is that acceptable?
No!
New York spends the highest amount of money per capita of any nation, state in the nation, and we are still failing, and we're near the bottom of results. You tell me, is that acceptable?
No!
Then I'm here to tell you it is time for a change, and that change starts right now.
Governor Cuomo has proposed state takeover of failing public schools. Erica Corin came with her two children who attend Bronx for Success Academy.
You have to put the kids into the mindset of learning and improving your lifestyle to get a better future.
Critics, including the teachers' union, who opposed the creation of more charter schools, questioned on social media who paid for the rally, which included custom-made red T-shirts and hats for the children, lunches, bus transportation, and celebrities, including basketball star Lisa Leslie. The rally was sponsored and paid for by Families for Excellent Schools, a group founded by Wall Street investment bankers and venture capitalists. Its executive director, Jeremiah Kittredge, declined to reveal to reporters how much the event cost and whether Ashanti was paid for performing at the rally.
I'm not going to comment on specific expenses.
How much did it cost you?
Not going to comment on specific expenses. Haven't added them all up. FES covered everything.
When you say the t-shirts, the hats.
Families for Excellent Schools covered all the expenses. Not going to talk about itemized ones.
Ashanti, who also spoke to the media, says she had a great school experience where she grew up on Long Island and wants all children to have the same advantages.
The kids are suffering the most, you know, and I think we're all here to kind of just raise awareness and to let everyone know what's going on and try to do as much as we can and be as vocal as possible.
Governor Cuomo was not at the rally. He spoke at the charter school's first Albany event in 2014. Cuomo was in Rochester and Syracuse promoting a plan to raise the minimum wage. The governor did not mention charter schools, but Cuomo took a shot at teachers and their unions, who he's been at odds with over school policy, saying the teachers' fight is not about education.
It's about the students, and somebody has to stand up for the students against the teachers' union when their interest hurts the students.
A group of retired teachers from Syracuse said they were barred from the governor's event there. They complained outside.
I would say to him, stop this attack on teachers. They cannot do that.
Come to visit public schools. See what a public school classroom is all about.
Right. According to the governor's office, the event was by invitation only, but space was made available for protesters outside. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.